Well done, Mr. Teague. That is the quickest this organization has ever come to order, and I sort of regret it. However, I think things will become more unruly as the evening progresses. So, on behalf of President Schramm and Secretary Campbell, I want to welcome you to tonight's dinner program. We've had a stimulating discussion of the perennial influence of Richard Weaver through today's wide-ranging discussion and the ongoing significance of his book, The Ethics of Rhetoric. I was reminded of the effectiveness of rhetoric when I heard the following exchange between a Texan and a Harvard grad. "Where are you from?" asked the Texan. They happened to be sitting next to each other. The Harvard grad says, "Well, I'm from a place where we don't end sentences with a preposition." And the Texan said, "Okay, where are you from, jackass?" So nowadays, you hear the word rhetoric thrown around, typically by a stony-faced teacher of freshman composition who wants to introduce the students to Marxist, feminist, or multiculturalist ideas. By the way, is there a difference between those three things? I've never heard. These people want to talk about rhetoric because they think that every literary work, from a love poem by John Keats to a prayer poem by George Herbert, is really a coded message about power configurations in society. As to philosophy, the rhetoricians of the classroom take pleasure in siding with the sophist in the process of deconstructing Socrates. But that's not what Richard Weaver meant when he talked about rhetoric. Rhetoric, rightly used, is the art of stirring men to love the truth and to fight for the truth. As Weaver pointed out, George Washington didn't stand up at Valley Forge and present his freezing, hungry men with a logical syllogism. He had thought out the logic of his position, but when the time came to restore the flagging ardor of his soldiers, he turned to the tools of rhetoric, as did Lincoln in a challenging moment of our own history, and Burke before Lincoln, both of whom, and as we have heard during today's discussions, Weaver cites as models of persuasion. We have also heard today at lunch and in the first panel of the afternoon that today we live in an era where, with a few keystrokes, pseudonymous bloggers can send via Twitter unverifiable stories casting mud at whatever opponent, where debate degenerates into abuse behind the shelter of a screen name, and urban legends go viral with the click of a simple send button. So especially in this digital age, our reverence for the truth must be vindicated, and we must swim harder against the tide. Fortunately, we're not alone in this struggle, but part of a muscular intellectual revival whose continuity is in major part assured and sustained by the Richard Weaver Fellowship Program. Hundreds of these fellows teach in our colleges, they write our books, and they lead our think tanks. I'll say a little more about this after dinner. But for now, could I ask all Weaver Fellows recipients in the audience to please stand and be recognized? Please stand up. This dinner is in your honor, and the society extends a special welcome to you. I'm honored now to turn the podium over to a former president of this society, Dr. Lee Edwards, for a special presentation. Lee has done groundbreaking work in forging the chains that work together to link the conservative tradition from one generation to the next. Remember that the word tradition actually signifies passing things along. It's critical that we pass along the books that have changed our lives. But it's also critical that we tell the stories of those books and the stories of the men and women who have written those books and the stories of the institutions that those men and women have helped build. Lee has helped to tell those stories. He's the biographer of Goldwater, of Reagan, of Meese, most recently William F. Buckley in a in a book that ISI Books is very proud of. He has also told the stories of our principal institutions with important histories of heritage of ISI and of our movement generally. So let me, without further ado, welcome the Heritage Foundation's Distinguished Fellow in Conservative Thought, Lee Edwards.